This podcast is brought to you by the Bearing Man Group, South Africa's finest source of quality engineering components and expertise. Friday, June 19, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. Economic analysis firm IHS Global Insight senior economist for South Africa, Ranel Oberholzer, said that businesses had to know where in the business cycle they were positioned and what their sensitivity to the business cycle was to enable them to survive the downturn. Oberholzer explained that there were six phases in the business cycle. She noted that South Africa was now in the second phase of a downswing, with leading indicators showing a change of direction in economic activity. The country's economy had reached the bottom of its downturn. While some risks still remained, the remainder of 2009 would be characterized by consolidation and stabilization of the economy, followed by stronger growth in 2010. South Africa entered its first recession in 17 years in the first quarter of 2009. Contractions in gross domestic product are expected to continue in the second and third quarters of the year. Energy and chemicals group Sasol warned on Friday that its attributable earnings a share and headline earnings a share would probably decline by between 40 and 50% for the year to June 30, 2009, when compared with the prior year. The large decrease was attributable mainly to lower oil and chemical prices, together with a considerable reduction in refining margins and a further deterioration in chemical markets. Also included in the fall was the effect of the non-cash charges relating to the Sasol Inzalo Black Economic Empowerment transaction and the administrative penalties paid to the European Commission and the South African Competition Commission. Also making headlines, the Bureau for Economic Research says that manufacturing is still in dire straits, but the worst could be over. Construction company Group 5 and its Black Economic Empowerment partner ILEMA will part ways. Minister Naledi Pandor says that South Africa will spend more on science and technology. And many companies are in the third round of retrenchments. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.